Tov. Now the third bracha of Shmon Esrei, I gotta be honest with you, it's so short, I often wonder what it's talking about. But we're gonna read it together. Again, all week long, everyone should feel free, your siddurim already in front of you, feel free to follow along. Ready for the bracha? I want you to tell me what's the message, the point of the bracha. Ata kadosh. Okay, God, you're holy. Ushimcha kadosh. Your name is holy. Ukdoshim b'chol yom yadu chasela. Sanctify it every day and we praise it. Oh, baruch ata Hashem hakel hakadosh. You God, holy God. Did I miss something? In English you're supposed to have a subject and a verb. What was the point of that bracha? What did we just say? I got the God is holy, but I didn't realize that I needed a bracha to say that. So what's the point of the bracha? And it's not as if the third bracha is not an important bracha. In fact, it's the core of Shmona Esrei. You need to have kavana for the first three brachot. And no matter when you go ahead and say Shmona Esrei, it doesn't matter if it's Shabbat, it doesn't matter if it's Yom Tov, Yom Kippur, and sometimes the middle bracha gets switched out. This bracha is a constant, which apparently means it's really important. So it would be nice to know what it says. There are different approaches towards the bracha. I would also suggest there's a great sefer by Rav Soloveitchik about Shmon Esrei and davening. His entire chapter on Shmon Esrei, he takes a very different approach to what I'm about to say, but certainly a very important perspective on Atah Kadosh. I want to be a little bit chassidish this morning, though. Atah Kadosh, Shemcha Kadosh, I understand what it means. But there's a really important phrase that I don't know what it means. Ukdoshim bechol yom yadu chasela. How do I translate that? What's that word, ukdoshim? God is kadosh. So who's kadoshim? And they are every day sanctifying you. Apparently the kadoshim is us. Now what are we doing? Now, we're not Yahalucha, because that's the second half of the sentence. So what does that word, Ukdoshim Mechol Yom, mean? What does it mean, we sanctify God? And I know that word, Kadosh, Kiddush. I also have a word, Kiddush Hashem. Sanctifying God's name by being willing to give up our lives. I'll point out, the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvot, mitzvah number 7. Every single one of us has a mitzvah to sanctify God, to do Kiddush Hashem. By the way, Rambam does not only mean that when push comes to shove, choose Judaism in the ultimate way as opposed to a different religion. Says Rambam, you need to go ahead and serve God no matter at what cost. You need to go ahead and to Mekadesh Shem Shamayim, to be a Kiddush Hashem, to do Kiddush Hashem. Now, that's the Rambam. In the world of Chassidut, they take this bracha a step further. When you daven, and you get up to the bracha, Atah Kadosh, you need to envision in your mind an act of Kiddush Hashem. It might have been a lot easier in eras of persecution to imagine yourself leaving the shul, being asked, are you Jewish? Saying yes, and then say, please go on this line. Or it might be, I'm somewhere, I'm in university, and I'm debating, do I keep my kippah on or kippah off? And Kiddush Hashem, there should be no debate. Even if you suffer a consequence or two. Which means the bracha of Atah Kadosh is us telling ourselves, actually, it's us telling God, I'm willing to sacrifice to you. I'm willing to do Kiddush Hashem. And yesterday, one of the questions, how do we know when God accepts our tefillot? What do we have to do? Why is God, what do we have to do to get God to answer our tefillot? Answer is right here. You have a list of bakashot. You have a list of requests you have from God, i.e. all the middle brachot. Well, why should God listen to you? What have you done for Him? Ukdoshim bechol yom yahalelu chasela. Before you get up and you ask God for your birthday request list of all the things that you want to happen, What are you willing to give up for God? What are you willing to do? That's uncomfortable. That's not easy. That's challenging. How are you going to do Kiddush Hashem today and every day? Not just once. I mean, maybe God should only listen to you once also. But if you want more than that, what are you willing to do? What are you willing to do in the world of Kiddush Hashem? Have a good day. Shirim, 9:15.